Hi, folks. Welcome to Life in the Gray.
The Gray Boys are back.
The Gray Boys.
That's what I'm saying.
Like non-racial.
It's like the Men in Black white. Before they were the Men in Black. They're the Gray Boys.
We are kind of dressed up like the Men
we
in
are,
Black.
Yeah,
right
we kind of look like it.
Yeah,
we're looking fly.
I like Tanner's wearing a good old suit, like a gray shirt.
It's a gray shirt and navy blue.
It looks like he's about to talk me into bed at the moment.
Yeah.
I look like Clark Kent, kind of, because I have weird-ass glasses on.
I'm being serious. If I were to wear this on a date, the effectiveness from, like, 1 to 10.
Nowadays, like, dates aren't, like, formal.
Yeah, they're
like,
not formal.
Like, if you're going out
to do
something.
But if I was to go to, like, do a formal thing, if I was going to go to, like...
If you were going to go to the ballet.
Like one time I took the girl I was dating to the symphony and we dressed up nice.
Or the opera.
Or the opera would
right
be some
there.
White shit awesome it date.
Some
like,
white shit.
Like
yeah.
Actually, because like even if she doesn't like it, even if she doesn't like the opera, if you take her to the opera, that's like you've stepped up a couple notches.
If anyone just like as soon as you go to the opera, I'm pretty sure you're just like Starbucks gift card.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time.
So, like, hypothetically, I take my girl to the opera.
Yes.
And...
Well, hypothetically, you have a girl, so...
Hypothetically, I have a girl.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Bitch.
But hypothetically, I have a girl and I take her to the opera.
Yeah.
If I was to wear something like this, something mm-hmm. like gray, if it's gray, if it's like deep gray shirt, it's not like a light uh-huh. gray, it's a deep silky gray,
mm-hmm.
and this navy blue suit and the navy mm-hmm. blue tie I got yeah. on, as opposed to, like... Like a white shirt with
yeah.
this. Like how far does that step the effectiveness up? I'm curious. These are things that these keep me up at night.
Let's see. Well, like taking good care of yourself is always a plus, but at the same time, you should probably like get a different shaped head.
This is Sunday. I was not expecting it today.
Here's the thing. I've been writing roasts for you all week.
Really? Is that what you're doing while you were, like, literally sick as a fucking dog?
Yeah. Many dogs, yeah. I had
a lot of dogs.
My dog didn't even want to see me.
She didn't even want to be by you.
Legit, like...
Dogs can sense this.
Oh, 100%. Like, I was legit laying down dying. And then all of a sudden, Boston just, like, comes into my room. I try to, like, pet her, just like, it's okay, Boston, I'm here.
You, like, very slowly
yeah.
reach out, like,
it's like Boston,
like, freaking baby,
please.
Like, baby Yoda trying to, like,
shut the fuck up.
I'm bringing baby Yoda in this podcast.
Come on, why? Here's the thing, he's adorable, we all know this, but
I
if you have
baby
to
Yoda.
Stop a conversation
to talk about
baby
Yoda,
go fuck yourself.
I wasn't stopping the conversation, it was supplementing the conversation.
Well, no, because, like, some people are just like,
like, oh my gosh, have you seen Baby Yoda when you're talking about, like, you know, World War III or something?
Yeah, no, like, we're getting into that today.
But we got to talk about you being sick first.
Yeah, okay.
So, what were the details? Like, when you say you were dying.
Yes.
Detail what that means.
Well, here's the thing. Some people have the man flu.
I get that really bad.
You do get the man flu.
I'm straight up.
But when I get the flu, it means I can't move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, when I just... Because, like, I just, like, had a huge headache.
Yeah.
You know, then all
and
of
you
sudden,
were at work when this
and
came
And I'm
on,
at
right?
work, yeah. And, like, my stomach is just killing me. And the night before, I couldn't... I usually sleep on my stomach because I'm a sociopath.
Yeah.
And I usually,
is
like,
is that what
have,
that means?
Huh? People think that.
God damn it.
Yeah. I like doing it just because, like, I can, like, hold my pillow.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah, that's what I do. I like it. I like,
you know,
dealing with that.
That's good time. Boston's just going to town.
She is just
right now.
Going.
You know, but, I couldn't because my stomach hurt so bad.
Yeah.
Like, it was like,
that's
I was
intense.
Bloated. I'm like, this is, I don't
and
like
well,
this.
And normally, if your stomach hurts really bad, laying on your stomach actually helps sometimes. So if it was that bad that you couldn't even lay on your stomach,
yeah,
that's
I was
pretty
just
bad.
Like, this isn't what I signed up for.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you, like, lay on your side or on your back or what?
I don't know. I think I did fall asleep at that day. You know, like, I think I did fall asleep. We got some lo-fi in. You know, a looped anime character just writing down.
Okay.
And then that was the night for me.
Sweet.
You know, it's a good time. I've actually been listening to way too much lo-fi just, like, writing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, last night it was at 11. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to write some comedy. I just did a set.
Yeah.
You know, and I put on some lo-fi and then I just write the most emo, depressing shit of my life. I'm just like, this isn't funny.
Wait, how did you have a set last night?
Huh? I did have
How'd
a set
it go?
Last night. There were 4 people in the audience.
But it went well?
They were on their phones.
Ah, okay.
And I'm just like, who the, like, cause, like, it was super dead. So
yeah.
I legit get on and is like, did that slam poet talk about wanting to kill himself again? Like, what's going on? And they're just like, I'm just like, you go to an open mic for yeah. the open mic, not to sit on your phones. There's better places to be on a Saturday night at 9 o'clock. Why are you here? Mm. And I wanted to get into roasting them, but I was just like, I need more discipline in my life. I don't
know. So, you know, so it couldn't be necessarily classified as like a bomb because they weren't even listening. They weren't receiving.
Like, the host enjoyed it. He was sitting here just like,
well, that's good.
I never know what I'm going to get with you, man. Like,
was it the same place that you've been before?
I've been there. That was actually the first time I ever did stand-up at that spot. So okay. Not the place I usually go. Not Greenhouse. Okay, sweet. But yeah, the guy that got banned from Greenhouse goes there a lot. Like the guy that looks like
got it, yeah.
Gandalf, but racist.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah, it was pretty. No, he wears all linen. You know, and he Gandalf keeps talking to me about how I need to be more religious and active in the LDS church, which I love. I personally love it when a racist tells me to do that.
Oh, yeah. When a racist gives you life advice.
Yeah, in 100%. General. He's just like, well, I did my best set the other day. And it was just, I was just like, in good church? Job, dude. That would be funny. No, he was at Wise Guys. But yeah, he just like, what? He's like, I got 4 laughs in a minute. I'm like, that is, why are you like quantifying laughs in a minute, you know? Like, are they thinking about something?
Well, when I think about that, that's not that much.
Yeah, it's really not.
that's like 1 laugh every 15 seconds.
Yeah. Like that's a, okay. But like, I don't want to like bag on the comic because like, he's definitely a strange person.
Well, and like, it makes him happy to do it, obviously. Yeah. So.
Well, he's also like a lawyer and he just.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's a lawyer. And I'm like, why are you a lawyer, dude? You look like you're about to like pitch a cult to me, you know?
He looks like the kind of, I've seen pictures of him. He looks like the kind of lawyer where he's like,
what are you, Boston?
She's, need to take she's that away. Just going.
It's probably ruining our sound quality just a bit.
that's only the first time that's happened. All right, but true. I think I'm going to, that made my teeth chatter. Like that sound, I was like, ugh. Okay. But he looks like that kind of, if he's a lawyer, he'd be the kind of lawyer where he walks into a courtroom and everybody laughs at him. Mm-hmm. And then he just cleans house. Like,
I don't know if he does that.
Like, but like, he looks like that. He looks like that. He could
so he
be
looks
that
like the
guy.
Biggest dick in the locker room, but like, he doesn't talk about it.
Exactly. He looks like. Have you seen the Pink Panther?
Which one?
Any of them.
Yeah.
Basically, Inspector Clouseau's like the dumbass, like literally completely incompetent when it comes to detective work.
Yeah.
And everyone underestimates him, but at the end of the movie, he like brings it all together, no problem, and solves the case like it's nobody's business.
Yeah.
Yeah, he feels like that could. Like,
I was just like thinking about that movie, and I'm just like. Okay, imagining Steve Martin trying to say hamburger. And I was like, that was...
My little brother watched that the other day, and I watched it with him.
It was a good show.
Actually, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I also watched Garfield with him, the half-animated one.
Oh,
that
Bill Murray?
Bill Murray. Yeah, the only movie. Like, it's, you know, in Zombieland, Bill Murray, he's like, do you have any regrets? And he says, Garfield. Like, I watched that movie. And I hadn't watched it since before I saw Zombieland, since, like, years before I saw Zombieland. And I watched it, and I was like, this movie's fucked. Like, it's, anyway, what were we talking about?
Sickness.
Yeah. How was your sickness?
But yeah, no, like I'm at work.
Cause you called me and we talked for a second and just the abject devastation I could sense you feeling.
Okay. So just, here's the thing. Like,
I mean, I felt so bad.
Cause this week I was working 2 days. So I'm like, you know what? I can do 6-8 sets if I want to, you know,
yeah.
I have,
you only worked 2 days.
Yeah. I only worked 2 days. I was like, this is going to be great. You know, but like on Tuesday, I'm like, I'm sitting there and I'm not feeling good, you know, and I'm on a double. Like this is hour 5. And I'm like, I have another 5 hours. It's not even lunch yet.
Yeah.
And I go to the bathroom and it doesn't go well. And it's rough. And I'm like, this isn't good.
Well, was it rough or was it pretty smooth?
It's pretty smooth, but the hole felt rough.
Got it.
You know, it was
burning
just like,
sensation.
Yeah,
bad
it was
time.
Not good. You know, like I, yeah, it was not fun. I don't want to leave a hole. Like, I want to leave a little bit to the imagination just so you don't have to picture, like, my asshole just gaping open.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So we kept going, and I'm like, this is not good. And every half hour on the dot, I had to just gotta go to the bathroom real quick, go. I'm in there for, like, 5 minutes just in pain and gut-wrenching. I'm just, like, going in.
At this point, it's illegal for me to work. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I if you have diarrhea, you can't work.
Wait, seriously?
That's a legit health code thing.
God damn it.
Like, yeah, so if you go up to them, like, hey, I've had serious diarrhea for the past, like, 4 days, it's illegal for me to work. And they're like, okay, just go, send you home. And my boss is usually pretty good about that. So I'm like, I don't want to tell him because they have to send me home.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, and that's hard on them.
And that's hard on them. I don't want to do that. So, like, legit, as soon as all the, my coworkers come in that I'm working with, I'm like, hey, this has been happening. Don't tell the managers because I'm going to try to work for the entire night. But if I'm gone for 15 minutes at a time and you don't know where I am, I'm not dicking around. I'm just doing something. They're like, oh, you're the best, dude. I'm like, I know. And so I keep going. And finally, it's like 9, you know, and I thought I would have been out by 8. And then all of a sudden, my stomach starts
you,
to
you feel the rumbles rumble. Going on.
It rumbles. You know, I'm like, this is not a good time. So I legit run to the bathroom and I just freaking vomit. And it's not a good time. I'm like,
at work.
At work. And I'm like, man. All right.
And how deep into your shift were you at this point?
I was like, I should have been 10. Like, that was, oh, they, I was towards the
you
end.
You made it through the whole shift.
I made it through the whole shift.
Congratulations.
But, like, they hadn't cut me yet. So I was like, all right, we're almost off the way. I just go up to my boss, like, hey, I've been puking and, like, had hardcore diarrhea all day. I need to go home. And they're like, all right, bye. And I just go home. And
oh my gosh, that
then,
sucks.
Like, I'm still feeling kind of all right, so I try to, like, stay around the family. You know, but then I just freaking fall asleep. And then I just sleep for 24 hours, you know?
I was wondering where you went for, like, that long.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't, like, I just, it was such a bad spot. Well, I didn't sleep for 24 hours because I had to, I mean, for 24 hours, I had to wake up every half hour to hour while I was trying to sleep and go do crap.
But you, like, but you were basically out for, like, 24 hours.
Yeah, and, like, at least. Yeah. You know, and finally, like, my stomach kind of, like, came together, you know, I was just like, hey, maybe we shouldn't try to kill him right now. And we just, then it was just like a day of hardcore headaches and hardcore, like, I still wasn't good. Like, I still haven't went to the bathroom since. And my body's still dehydrated, so I was like, I'm just not at a good spot. But, like, yesterday, I'm just like, all right, I got to get my shift covered. And so the 2 days that I was going to work, I only worked one of them. And I was
you worked
like,
one day this week.
I worked one day this week, and the rest was me just crying.
Dying.
Yeah, and like I didn't talk to anyone for that those entire days. You know, I only watched.
You're like dead to the world.
Yeah, I was like I didn't talk to anyone. Like my parents were like, "What are you doing here?" I'm like, "I'll go back down." You know, so like I just was like I stared into the abyss this week just because I'm just like I am a broken human.
I do that anyway.
Yeah, but, like, I've never felt that, like, darkness in the eyes before, you know?
That's true. When you get sick like that,
yeah,
you and you're just like, I'm dying. You feel like Cameron in, oh, God, what's that movie? The Cameron. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
You're like Cameron. You're just laying like, I'm dying.
I was just like, it's just, like, my friends are like, hey, what's, like, hey, do you want to go do this thing tonight? And I'm just like, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm dying.
I'm going to be dead that day.
Yeah.
See ya.
But, like, remember me. And then that
Please
was
remember
it.
Me.
And then, like, I actually, I just switched my availability, so, like, I go to my work last night, I wasn't scheduled, and I just go up to my boss, and I was like, hey, here's my new availability, sorry I couldn't make it to work yesterday, luckily I got it covered, and all that stuff, and she's just like, I need a doctor's note, and I'm like, for what? He's like, well, you missed a shift, I'm like, no, I didn't, you sent me home, and then I got the other ones covered, she's like, oh, I'm sorry, everyone's been calling out with your exact same symptoms, and so it turns out, like, a bunch of people
no.
in my work...
No.
Got that bug, and like one of my like best friends at that job, he's like was dying, but he was still at work.
Oh,
and so
no.
I felt I was like, man, I'm a wimp. Like, why I couldn't move, and all of a sudden this guy's just like, yeah, do you also have like crippling stomach pains and a big, really big headache and vomiting and like diarrhea for like 2 days straight? I'm like, yeah. And he's just like, I got that too. I'm like,
no.
Why are you here?
Oh,
they're like,
gosh.
They won't let me leave. I was the only one they let leave because
you had it first.
I was the first one. And so I'm just like,
oh my gosh.
Yo, I'm the OG sick
so
boy.
You, OG sick, you got out of it. You escaped.
Yeah, I did.
You're like the one guy who got out, but everybody else got killed.
Seriously. Survivor's remorse.
Survivor's guilt.
That's something we're going to have in World War III for sure.
World War III. I'm ready.
I don't even know exactly what's happening. I know we killed Iran's guy.
Okay, do you want me to give you a down low?
Sure.
So for anybody who actually listens to this podcast, I can actually give you...
Actually listens, yeah.
We
average
like,
on 25 listens an episode.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's great.
It's not... Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
No, it's not bad.
Because here... Okay.
Ruby's episode went way up because she basically sent that to everyone she knew.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, heck yeah. I think we almost hit 50 there.
Yeah, Ruby's awesome.
Ruby's dope.
Okay. So, I'm gonna crash course you.
Oh, yeah.
One thing before I say though, 25. So, I saw his picture.
Yeah.
Spencer's working out right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I saw this picture. I
missed 4 days in a row, dude.
And it was. Well, I saw this tweet, and it said, "Now put this into perspective."
You don't have a Twitter, dude.
I see my tweets through Instagram. People take pictures of tweets, put them on Instagram, and I read them.
That's the gayest shit.
I also watch Family Guy on YouTube.
Better.
I'm in a deep spot. I'm not in a good spot right now.
Just freaking get Twitter like a goddamn adult.
So I was on Instagram looking at Twitter, and I saw this tweet, and someone said, "Let's put this in perspective. You think about people who have like 30 followers on Instagram, and you're like, that's not very many. Mm-hmm. But if you think about 30 people crammed into a room wanting to listen to everything you say, that's a good amount of people. So 25, that's actually a pretty good amount of people. Now moving on to World War III.
Okay.
So essentially what happened was back in 1984, we designated this terrorist organization, this organization that was funded by the Iranian government as a terrorist organization because they had carried out terrorist plots against Iraqi citizens and Syrian citizens. They were like, they're bad guys.
Okay.
And we designated them a terrorist organization. Now that designation has not changed. The organization has stayed all the way until now.
Were they a part of the Iranian government then?
Yes, they were.
Okay.
Well, they weren't. Okay, so this is how it ties into the Iranian government. Mm-hmm. Is that this organization is not explicitly part of like the government charter, but they're funded by the Iranian government. And one of the head generals in the Iranian military is the leader of this organization. He has two separate jobs. And he has two. They're in two separate organizations.
So he has a terrorism 9-to-5.
Yeah.
But also a okay.
Yeah.
Wait, no. He's a government 9-to-5.
Government 9-to-5. And then his strip club. His like
strip club.
His strip club gig is running a terrorist organization. And the Iranian government.
That sounds fun.
And the Iranian government, like, they're totally aware of this organization. It's very widely known that this is a real thing. It's like it's got like websites and stuff. But they do terrorist, like they carry out terrorist attacks under like a black flag.
Yeah.
But they do that. So that's the guy that we killed, was this guy who is a general in Iran, but also runs this terrorist organization. So that's why everyone's freaking out, saying like, oh, we're going to go to war with Iran because, yes, we killed the terrorist leader, but also he's part of the Iranian military.
Okay.
So that's the down low.
So
that's,
we killed a bitch.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
So that now you know what's going on.
Well, Trump killed a bitch. We didn't really.
Mm. Okay. I didn't do shit.
Yeah, no,
straight up. I was playing Xbox.
Oh, I was dying.
Yeah. Yeah, we have alibis.
Yeah, we have alibis.
We don't need to go to war. We have no part in this.
Yeah, like, hey.
Like people are saying, like, we bombed Iran. And I'm like, we?
We?
Who
no, there's
is,
no we.
Who is
this
we?
Is not the, this
I,
is the I royal we.
Yeah, I didn't do
you
shit.
You are you.
Yeah,
you
y'all can do this. I'm eating taquitos.
Dude,
I'm,
an hour after that happened, Trump legit put an American flag on his Instagram. I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing?
He's like...
He's the ultimate shit poster, but like...
He's such a shit poster.
But he has like real world consequences, you know? He's just like...
So this is an experiment. We get to watch what shit posting does in a government setting. This is not even...
Well, we
like,
did impeach him.
Like but. That's true. Now that's the... This is... We're using a scientific theory.
Mm-hmm.
We had a hypothesis. We said this is all going to go to shit.
Yeah.
And
it went to shit.
We are now testing this hypothesis and waiting to see what results come of it.
Actually, I just saw a video because, like, we all think it's going to do World War III, and I'm just like, yo, you know how The Simpsons, like,
predicted everything?
Guess what? The Jonas Brothers predicted this. All right. In one of their albums, it has a song called World War III. I was listening to that.
Wait, no way, seriously?
Legit, yeah. It's a dope song. Like,
what album? Is it like an old one or is it a new one?
It was one of their. Older ones, but it was like the newest of the old.
Okay,
like,
so
let me
like
pull it up real quick.
When they were on their downhill, when people stopped really paying attention to them as much.
Yeah,
they were doing their TV show, and the music kind of took a back seat.
Yeah, war. It's not a bad song, honestly. I'm like,
are we gonna play it right now?
Yeah,
that's very Jonas Brothers.
Oh, look at that! But at a
we've got like that big band stuff going on.
Oh yeah, no, it's. It's great. I don't want to play it enough or else we'll get taken off YouTube, which we're definitely not on.
No.
But still, I don't want to infringe on anyone's intellectual property. But no, it was a good song. And I was just listening to this and all of a sudden they're like, Iran. I'm just like, yo, they predicted World War III.
Disney owns the Simpsons now. So technically Disney is predicting the future now.
Fuck.
God damn. Oh,
man. I do have Disney Plus on my laptop.
I do
right
too.
Now. I don't buy it because
I mooch. I'm definitely mooching right now.
I want to like support Disney, but at the same time, happiest place in the world.
Yeah, like I don't want to support Disney, but I'm having to admit now they got good shit.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Disney, like, because everyone goes to Disneyland to have that Kodak family moment.
Yeah.
But also everyone else has that exact same idea. Mm. So you're there, and then there's just like 20 Asians, all right? And they're all just like grinding on you. And I'm like, what is this? Like, I don't know why there's so many people at that place. And I'm like, hey, can we just like half the people? Like, there needs to be a weight limit.
We need a new plague.
Yeah. No, that's like, what we need. I think if you're over 300 pounds and you don't have a six pack, you can't be in Disneyland.
No, I'm behind that.
Yeah.
I'm behind it.
You know?
Because only... Well, because one, that supports like healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, healthy lifestyle.
Yeah. And two, like, I'm all about that. That sounds awesome.
It sounds great, yeah. I'm sorry, this is probably what we're going to get canceled for, but, like...
You ever been trapped behind a pack of...
If I see one more scooter at that place, I'm going to just, like, get a freaking, like, knife and just slash all the scooter tires. Honestly, like, because I play Sidewalk Chicken there. That's the only time I really play that game.
You're facing someone and you're walking the same way.
And they expect you to get out of the way because they have more mass than you. And I'm just like, no. And I go, and they hit me, and they fall to the ground, and I just watch them, and I wait for them to really see what they've done to themselves. It was like, no. And those are the walking people, like the people in the freaking scooters. They're like driving.
Play chicken.
All around.
They're just like going, and they never turn. They literally just sit right there and just go straight and expect everyone to part the sea like fucking Noah.
Yeah, I'm like, yo,
wait, not Noah. No, God Moses. Damn it, Moses.
it's fine. They're all dead. But like,
where are they?
I don't think they're. Dude, there's only one guy.
I got a new fucking conspiracy theory. Anyway, continue. Go. Wait, are we going? We're going into that?
Sure, go.
In ancient Egypt, there was one of the gods they worshipped.
Was it Ra? Like,
their,
what god was this?
I'll tell you in a sec. That's kind of the punchline where it gets like, whoa.
Oh, okay.
So they worshipped this god because he had lived on the planet and then he had died and passed on, and they worshipped him. Now, they didn't worship him because he was a great guy. They worshipped him because he died. 3 days later, he came back to life. This is before Jesus. 2,000 years before Jesus. He came back to life. He was born of a virgin, and he had performed a bunch of miracles and was followed by 12 leaders while he was on the earth. This man's name was Osiris. I went nuts about this because this could mean we do live in a simulation.
wait. We know who Osiris is.
Yeah.
But we both know that like religion has basically been copying each other since the
yes.
dawn of time.
Yeah. So what if what happened was this happened 2,000 years before the coming of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
What if this happens every 2,000 years? So we're due. We are due for this shit. What if Trump is Jesus?
Shut the fuck up.
He's going to die.
No.
He's going to come back to life.
What did you just... I need you to be better.
What happened 2,000 years before that?
I don't know.
I know. None of us know.
Probably monkeys.
No, they got 2,000 years ago.
Wait, like 2,000 before 2,000?
That's like, yeah, like 4,000 years. That's like, monkeys are like 25,000 years ago.
No,
or
because
more.
2,000 years, that was Jesus. Then 2,000 years before that,
it was
that was
Egyptians.
Osiris. And then 2,000 years before that, monkeys.
God, no!
Yeah!
That's not how that
I don't know,
works.
They were hunting and gathering and shit.
That
you
doesn't
know?
Make them monkeys.
Yeah.
I hunt and gather. Like, it's just...
No, you just do... But that's just for your single dating life.
That's
know?
What I'm saying.
No, legit. Single people are hunters and gatherers.
Exactly.
They are.
All right. Okay. Our instincts have not changed. We're just channeling it to somewhere else.
Yeah, no. Because like, if you have a relationship, you have a source of all this affection. You have a source of all this love and understanding. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's a good relationship, mind you, sometimes they're pricks. Don't be in the prick relationship.
But because you think that your essential needs are being met, like the bottom of the pyramid of needs, you think that those are being met, you don't want to leave because...
Yeah. And so like you kind of like you create a life, you know, much like people like learned how to domesticate animals.
Yeah.
You know, they learn to this
farm,
plow the fields.
Ancient Mesopotamia.
Yeah, you know, then they just like...
Fucking Sumeria, aliens and shit.
They all fucked each other like a goddamn American. It was great.
What happened?
But like,
what
but for the people,
that are hunters and gatherers. Those are the single people, all right? Mm-hmm. We have to forage.
We got, yeah, for we pussy. Got, yes, we
need to forage.
We got to forage. We got to hunt.
We have to swipe through.
That is our hunting.
And hopefully not have, like, our kidneys taken away.
The instinct is there.
Like, I can't tell you how many Tinder bios I've seen in the last week that just say, must be O positive. What the fuck is that? Are you going to take my organs? Are you gonna
wait? Are you fucking serious? That happens.
Yeah, that must happens. I've seen two. Yeah, must be O positive and have both kidneys. I'm just like, what are you doing?
That's fucking awesome.
Stop it. You know.
Okay.
They don't have any bio this other
week,
than that.
This week has been the first time ever that I've been in that I've thought about getting a dating app.
It's okay.
First time ever.
I got in kind of for kicks and giggles, but it's kind of funny because like I'm seeing people I know and I'm just like, I wonder if they swiped right on me, but I'm not gonna swipe right on them just in case that they didn't swipe right on me. Then they have the satisfaction I swiped right on them.
Pain,
I don't need the emotional pain. You know? Like much like if I ever see someone.
So wait. If you swipe left on someone, can you see if they swiped right on you?
Mm-mm.
Or okay.
No, but like if you match.
But then... if you swipe right and they swipe right, then you match. Mm-hmm. But if you swipe right and they do not swipe right, then you know.
Yeah, I'd rather like not.
Don't
eat
do that.
The forbidden fruit. You know?
Yeah.
No, honestly, we have to hunt and gather for pussy.
We do. We're foragers.
We forage. We have to find it.
We are nomads. We journey.
We have to like flirt, and we don't know how to flirt, and we're just texting, just like, "Oh, what is your favorite food?"
Okay, wait. What's the furthest you have?
That's
ever
my only pickup line.
What's the furthest you have ever traveled for a hookup? I'm curious.
I don't know. Probably 20 minutes.
We're nomads.
We're nomads. Yeah.
We're nomads. We follow the pussy.
No, like we no.
Follow it.
We like.
We journey across the
dude,
hill
we
and
gotta
dale.
Do a sketch of that, you know, where we're just like, and like we like take we like take dirt, and we like and we see the wind.
We, like do yeah do like the and then the wind like carries it away as it shriveled trickles
yeah,
through our
fingers.
Yeah,
then we like we follow with
then,
like
it zooms out, and we have like this long hair and beards and stuff, and like these flowing robes.
Yeah, then we like we have a. Bow and arrow, and all of a sudden we're just like
we must continue. We like go down and a hill like into a, like a suburban neighborhood.
You know, there's like Chewbacca. You know, like Chewbacca has that like sash.
Yeah,
you know?
He's got like a bandolier.
Condoms.
Like it's oh my gosh.
And you're just like
we got a bandolier of condoms. Like
you throw it up in the air and it goes that way. I'm just like
you just
that
point.
Way.
You just point and then just start moving.
All right.
That would be a fantastic sketch.
Oh, we gotta do that now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Keep wanting to make like sketch.
You gotta find sketches. A way to fund that.
That wouldn't be hard.
People would get behind it.
Yeah.
We could probably
that,
even crowdfund it.
We wouldn't
it.
Even need to fund that. That would be easy.
We
that
got iPhones.
We do have iPhones.
We have
iPhones. One of those dolly things where you put it on there and it's like stable.
It's perfect.
We just got to get good sound equipment, which we have. What's up?
We would call it. What do we call that? What do we call our sketch? This goes like
five. The Big Dick Bandits.
We're back. We're back on
that. The Big Dick Bandits. No, that was actually a Clayton thing.
The Big Dick. Wait, seriously?
Yeah, legit. We're like, in one of our tours, one guy, he's funnier than I'll ever be.
Yeah.
He thought I was really cool because I was like really tall and like big.
Yeah.
And he thought I was like a genetic monstrosity, but like in the best way.
Amazing.
Yeah. An anomaly. He's like, dude, I wish I was you because he was like 5'8" or something like that. And he's like, I wish I was you. I was like, dude, I am fat. I can't see my dick. You know? And, okay. He chuckled to himself. So if you just heard me laughing at my joke, it was funny.
It is funny. It was very funny.
Thank you.
Just I mean, it wasn't even that much of a joke. It was just a fact.
Yeah,
that is funny. I prefer those over jokes. Facts that are funny are so much better than just like a joke.
Yeah.
If you just present, it's like it's Jerry Seinfeld. You just present facts that are funny.
It's more Chris Rock type
stuff.
Yeah,
Chris Rock. He just presents like facts, and it's like that's funny. It's totally true.
Neil Brennan, his three mic special, one of my favorite specials, just because he like tackled three types of stand up, and he did them very well. Like he just did one liners, and he did stand up, you know. And then he did one where he's talking about like curing depression, and it wasn't like funny. But, like, you enjoyed listening to it.
Yeah.
And it was great. Anyway. But, yeah. We could do it.
Big Dick Bandits.
Big Dick Bandits. But, yeah, they were...
The Big Dick Nomads.
Yeah, we always had those, like, groups. And for our, like, room, there was four of us. And one, he just named it Big Dick Bandits. I'm just like, yeah, I love that. That's good for me. I was actually gonna... The guy that I stole the monkey from, there was a... what was it called?
in the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, there's a vending machine on floor four that it sells Viagras.
Wait, seriously?
Legit, yeah.
I'm going to New York in like 3 weeks, so I'm going to go do that.
You're going to go get Viagra?
No, I just want to go see it.
In a hotel.
I'm going to be with my dad and my 15-year-old brother.
Well, here's the thing. He always loved Powerades. Blue ones. I was like...
I think I know where this is going. I think you told this story before.
We might have. But like, I wanted to dose him. And I was like, hey, Dad, can I have $5 to like go get a Viagra? He's like, why? I'm just like, I want to put it in Jared's drink. He's just like, no. I'm like, why not? And he was like, that's illegal. I'm like, you lack vision. You lack vision.
I was going to say, like, give me one reason why this is a terrible, why this is like a terrible idea. And then he did, and I'm pissed.
Yeah, I'm just like, man, get out of here with your facts.
So I was at work last night.
You were.
And there was this kid that I was with. I worked 5 days in a row this week.
Good job.
Including New Year's Eve, which sucked. It was awful.
It does suck.
It was terrible. Nobody came in. Like,
really?
Okay,
we had one of the busiest nights.
We didn't have a busy... We had a crazy busy day. Like, we got crushed during the day. And then I got in at like 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We were slammed, and I was like, this is awesome. Like, sweet. I'll be working. I get my holiday pay. This is great. And then 6 o'clock came... And it died.
Yeah.
Like, no one came in. Like, I think we had, like, 5 tables total come in after 6 o'clock.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was terrible.
We had a 2-hour wait at 9.
Wow.
Not at 9. That's awesome. At 7.
That's great.
Yeah, it was really great. But means I I had to leave on unfortunate circumstances.
Well, yeah, I was there. Oh, yeah. That was New Year's Eve.
That was New Year's Eve.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's why, like, I get home and they're like, hey, we're playing poker. Do you want to play? I'm just like, as long as I get a break every 30 minutes.
I love poker.
We gotta do a poker night.
Oh yeah. Okay, so I was working, and this kid, one of the bussers, comes up to me. He's not a new busser, but he's newer. He's been there like 3 months maybe.
Okay.
And I think he's 16.
Nice.
And he comes up. He's got like crippling depression. I'm talking like you and me when we were 16. Depression like so low.
Fat.
Like yeah, but without the fat.
Without the fat.
So, like, he...
So, like, me now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but worse.
But worse.
But worse, yeah. Like, because he has never... He hasn't developed any skills to actually come through that. He just kind of wallows in it.
He should just try being funny.
So, he comes up... So, he comes up to me after...
Not well, but it does.
So, he's also... he has Asperger's syndrome, I think.
Oh, okay.
And so, he doesn't know how to, like... He doesn't understand social cues and things like that. And so... But, like, because I'm a really kind person, you know me. I'm just a genuinely kind person.
Because I'm so great and I'm just probably, like an angel that's fallen from heaven.
Here's the thing. I don't want to call this kid a weird kid.
What are you doing? Okay?
Are you okay?
She straight up just hit her head on the table.
Well, she's been chewing on the, like, table posts. I'm like, Boston, this is metal.
But you know how, like, I was really a nice kid during middle school. Even though I was bullied all the time, and so I was a nice kid because if I was mean, I couldn't afford to be rude to anyone.
Yeah, I know.
Because the only friends I had, I couldn't afford to lose them because I didn't have anybody else because everybody else was mean to me. So I was really nice, and so like weird kid would transfer into like weird kid that you could tell would probably shoot up the school one day. He would like transfer into the school. I would be nice to him. He'd latch on to me and like wouldn't leave me alone. And then eventually I'd snap and I'd be like, leave me alone. Like, I don't want to be, I'm sick of this. And then I would feel bad and it was a bad time. But that's how I am. And I've always remained that way. So this kid, I don't mind that he likes to talk to me a lot. The problem is when I'm working, like, because he doesn't understand social cues, I'll be like walking around the service area, like the dining room, like talking to people. And he'll like come up to me and he'll like want to talk to me, which is fine. But he'll want to talk to me about like his depression, like right there. And I'm like, yo, we got to like.
I got
go to the back. We gotta like we can talk about this, but like not right here. And he's like, he'll tell me things like, how much can I pay you to break my hand? And I'm like, nothing. He was like, why not? I was like, because that's illegal. And
well,
also his mom works at the restaurant. That's how he got the job. So he's like, so I'm like, one, your mom works here. Two, that's illegal, and I will get sued for assault. If not by you, by your mom, who I'm afraid of, and. And then he'll say things like, I just want to feel something. And there's like this.
Dude, get that ghetto like, shit out of here.
There's like this 9-year-old girl. She's like got pizza half in her mouth. She like looks, like turns around and looks at us. And I'm like, is everything tasting okay for you?
And she's just saying,
like, God damn it. Like bro, dude, what are you doing to me? So anyway, he comes up to me like after work and he's like, feels like I'm cleaning everything last night. And he does that. He's like, hey, will you break my hand? And I'm like, No, I will not break your hand. And he's like, I just want to feel something. I'm like, dude, like, I'll give you, dick. Like, I won't, no, 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 I, no, I'm not going to give this man my dick. I reserve it for semi-special occasions.
Yeah, a Tuesday afternoon when you're alone is not a special occasion.
Tuesday is the slowest night of the week. If we were talking like Wednesday, that's a maybe. But Tuesday is a bad time. I got to reserve all my energy.
Are you the kind of guy that like sits on his hand, you know, and then like after it falls asleep, then he...
No, I've never tried that before, like someone else? I've never even thought of that. But like now I might be.
Yeah, try it.
I mean,
I haven't. Like, I just saw a Scrubs episode.
I mean, like, I got the night off tomorrow, so like we'll see.
Hey, live your dreams, dude.
We'll see.
Jesus. God, we need help. But I sure as hell am not going to give it to you.
No.
No, like, this friendship is like a mutually assured destruction friendship.
Yeah, it is. You know? Like, totally is.
If we're depressed, we're like, hey, sorry. Are you good? Because I remember, like, when you broke up with your girl, I, like, went over to your house, and I didn't know how to, like, help the situation. So I legit just stood there and just, like, how you feeling? Like, I'm so, like, I'm not good with, like, emotional, like, confrontation. You know? Like my dad, because like, my dad's, like, a hardcore, like, businessman. Like, he's, don't get me wrong, he's an amazing dad, but, like, I remember listening to him, like, talk to people on the phone, and I, like, modeled it, because, like, he was successful. I wanted to be successful.
Yeah.
And so, I was just super, like...
logistical and, like...
Yeah. So, like, one time, like, I had to talk to my one of my friends that I wasn't really close to, and I was just like, yeah, kind of, like, high school didn't really end well, like, for me. You know, like, a bunch of my friends just, like, left because of, like, some stupid things that I had done. And
wait, is this I'm you or is this
like,
your friend?
Yeah, I told this to my friend.
Okay.
He's like, oh, well, dude, like, it's... Anytime like me and my friends hang out, like they like you, so like yeah, let's like come hang out. It's like sweet, thanks. We'll be in touch. I just said we'll be in touch to like a really like we'll be in touch. You know, like oh let's connect later. We'll figure something out. I'm like what the fuck is this?
That's basically saying like we should get a cup of coffee sometime as you're signing someone's yearbook.
Like, yeah, I'm just like hey let's connect sometime.
Have a great summer.
Shut the fuck up, hags.
Hags.
Fuck,
that's a good yawn. Good job.
Hey, good job, Boston.
Good job, Boston.
Yeah, I know, but I remember just being there. I'm just like, hi, are you good? You know, and you're just like working on a paper. You seemed fine. I'm just like, are you good, dude?
I was actually pretty okay. Yeah. After that breakup, I was all right.
Yeah.
It was 2 weeks later that I went to shit.
Yeah. I have blessed you.
No, this week has been shitty for both of us, honestly.
Well me literally.
You no, me. Jokes. Yeah, you literally. Me, just figuratively.
Well,
you want to talk about it?
You want to talk about it? I don't know.
We'll no, because neither touch. Of us really know.
We'll be in touch, dude.
Have a great summer.
Want to get a cup of coffee sometimes?
Have a great summer.
You have a temple recommend right there?
No, it's not even mine. It's my little brother's. I don't know why it's in here.
Dude, you should just like walk in there and just be like, hey.
You know, actually, that probably could work. Let's see if it's valid. Yeah, it's still valid.
This is out of break into the temple, guys.
It's still valid.
You're just like, are you sure you're 15? Yeah.
You sure you're 15?
Yeah.
I'll just shave. Yeah.
Dude, you are... Actually, no. Like, you're getting a little bit of a 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, I got to shave right now. I'm actually going to grow my beard out again. Now that I cut my hair. I'm going to cut my hair. I cut my hair really short, so I'm going to grow my beard out now because it'll actually look good instead of looking like I'm fucking homeless.
True. Last time you had a beard, you did look like you were about to, like... fuck a sheep.
Well,
yeah.
How do you gauge that? How do you gauge if I look like I'm gonna fuck a sheep?
I don't know. Like
there are like no sheep.
It's kind of like
Utah,
porn. Like you can't really like put a label on what it is, but you know it when you see it.
I mean, okay.
Yeah. I look at you. I'm just like, oh, okay, goat fucker.
Like I was gonna say I can get behind that, but I'm not gonna give you more ammunition after this because
we'll be in touch.
Because I don't need that. Have a great summer.
Get the fuck out. I hate that way more. Like
I hate it
so
like
much
when people
more.
Put hags. You're just you're like goddamn. Like
one person was just like, "Hey, you're gonna remember me when you're famous." I'm just like, "No." And that's how that ended. I'm gonna forget you on purpose.
Like because you said that. No.
It's weird.
No, my redemption.
Your
redemption.
Does anyone have?
My redemption was. My redemption was that I graduated high school, right?
Well, that is a pretty good
I went
thing
to
job redeeming yourself.
So the day I graduated high school,
mm-hmm.
I So I went to two separate high schools, right? I went to Bingham my sophomore year. I went to Jordan my junior and senior year. So I still had a lot of friends at Bingham, and their graduation was the day after Jordan's was.
Yeah.
So they were all doing like this yearbook thing, and I figured, no, I'm going to show up.
Oh, you should.
Because I have some friends there, and I want them to sign my yearbook, even though I go to different schools. It's not that big of a deal. So I went and had a bunch of them sign my yearbook. I ran into this girl who I had the biggest crush on for like 5 years. This is an overarching, you know, like if you look at a book series, mm-hmm. each book has its own plot line, but there's one big overarching plot line for all of them.
Okay.
She was the overarching plot line. Like, I had all these different life experiences, and she was the only constant in my life. She never talked to me, but I was in love with her. Okay. I knew nothing about her, but I knew that I wanted her.
Roast you right now.
That's all I wanted.
I'm really trying not to roast
you. Can roast me after I'm done.
Okay.
Let me finish. So I let her sign my. I'm like, my hands are like shaking as I give her. Will you sign my yearbook, please? I'm like this little 18-year-old son of a bitch, mm-hmm. and she's like this beautiful woman, like majestic, like hair blowing in the wind. It was amazing.
Oh yeah, like a Renaissance painting.
Oh yeah, it was like amazing, like a Baroque, painting. Okay. Oh, it was amazing. She's a goddess. She's kind of a bitch, but she was.
Oh, okay.
But I was. Nice. I asked her to sign my yearbook. She signed it. God damn you. I'm telling a very heartfelt story here.
That's nice.
That's crazy. That's a better one.
I'm really proud of you, bud.
You're like, that's crazy. No. Ow.
You're doing a lot of good things.
Deep. I cut too deep. I'm not ready for it.
You're doing a lot of good things.
Stop that. So, she signs my yearbook and she signs it. Have a great summer. It was a cherry on top of a shitty year. There was one thing I wanted.
Great summer.
It wasn't even for her to say a specific thing. It was for her to say one specific not. And she said that one thing. And I was pissed. And then she walked off with her boyfriend who's a douchebag.
Don't worry, she's probably married now and has 4 kids.
Actually, I don't know. I should look up on that. But mm-hmm. 3 years later, I write the most important play I've ever written in my entire life. Ever.
That's nice.
And that school puts it on. And I walk into the theater and I sit down to see my own production as a cocky son of a bitch, feeling like a boss. And I look across and there's this girl sitting right there. She's watching this. She watches my show be performed. And I don't know if she cried or anything. A lot of people cried.
I don't know if she cried. I just know there's a lot of tears in the room.
But all I could think was I was looking across at her, and all I could think was, have a great summer.
Get the fuck out. Okay. Are you serious?
What I like to think is I moved on. I got better.
I did not move on.
Because she followed me on Instagram last week, and I freaking lost my shit.
Man, are you okay?
I never move on. I'm a broken man.
You're 20 fucking
I can't do this shit.
And you're like, oh, I moved on. I'm not petty.
No, I didn't move on. People could come into the restaurant and not tip me 6 months ago and I remember their face.
Oh, jeez, you need therapy.
I hold on to shit. I've been in therapy for like 20 years.
Like
10 years. Imagine being 2 years old and you're so...
And you're just like, well, sometimes my mommy doesn't love me, and so then I
cut my wrist.
I was gonna say like I cry, but like you're gonna get metal for the 2-year-old. Do you enjoy seeing children suffer?
No. I did when I was a kid.
Really?
Do you want to know what kind of psychopath I am?
Yeah, of course, go.
When I was a kid, I remember being in first grade.
First grade. I'm glad you remember. I don't even remember
what this game was called, but it was like there's this woolly mammoth, and like you try to make a good life for it. So it was like a computer game, like one of the primitive 2005 computer games.
Okay, I'm glad you remember computer games.
And I don't even remember like what the game was called. There were two games: one where you build a salad, and one where you hang out with a woolly mammoth. And I remember that there were certain actions you can do to make the mammoth sad. Like you could like put it in a put it in a cage or something, and I fucking loved putting it in this cage because the fucking mammoth looks so sad. And I was like, hell yeah, I'm in control of this shit. So
how old were you?
First grade. That's seven? Six?
Okay, what happened?
Six or seven?
What happened to you, dude?
I don't know.
You're like the guy from You.
I haven't seen it. I'm going to watch it so I can figure out if I am that guy.
You can decide if... Actually, I'm sure you...
Because
I'm getting some Joe vibes.
Because here's the thing. I am not a sadistic person. I don't like seeing people in pain. It makes me sad. But I used to be. And I don't know what happened. But something over the course of my life changed. To where I am not a sadistic person. But when I was born, that was instinctual. That wasn't like a learned behavior because I was so young. Mm-hmm. My parents raised me very well. They were very kind. My siblings were decent people. Mm-hmm. And so for whatever reason, I had this behavior that was not learned. That was inherent when I was born. Now I've graduated from that behavior and I don't have it any... What's she doing?
What the fuck?
What are you doing, Boston?
Yeah, so like she was chewing this chew toy and it was making a lot of noise. So I threw it under the bed so she couldn't get it. But she wiggled her way under the bed.
Is that what she was doing right there?
Yeah. Well, grab it again. Let me see. Thank you.
Let's see what she does.
All right. So she goes to the right, left side of the bed.
Oh,
and she's squiggling under. Oh, she.
It's just
Jimmy.
Her tail. I can just see her tail wagging back and forth.
Oh my God!
Oh, there she is.
Dude, my dog is the apex predator.
She will go to any length.
She will go to any length for her balls.
So anyway, I'm a psychopath.
You need help. Speaking of, I did watch You, and then I just barely... Because he worked in a bookshop. Actually, yeah. He still works there. And I basically just applied to work in a bookstore.
I've been thinking about doing that.
Dude, I just applied to this one bookshop, and it looks dope. And I'm like,
no, there's a bookstore opening in the mall, and I want to go work there.
Yeah, let's go.
Because like my favorite bookstore, it was in Salt Lake, and it was like the biggest bookstore in the state, and then it shut down.
Oh, that's
and right. Now they're moving to a smaller, they have like all their books in like a warehouse somewhere, so they're moving to a location inside the mall lived like right there,
yeah.
And they're opening up, they're just going to like slowly trickle books out.
Hey.
So that's what I want to go do. Because, okay, are you like me, where if a position pays less, but you would enjoy it more, you'll take it?
No.
Okay.
If I could get to a point where I could do that, no.
If there's like
but
room
at this
for growth,
point, I need...
You need money.
Money to move to New York.
Oh, yeah. That's a big deal.
So, that is a pretty big deal. So, like, if I...
Means to an end.
Yeah. So, like, do I want to work at, like, a warehouse for $15 an hour? No, but I kind of need the $15 an hour.
Got it.
So, but the bookstore pays, like, $13, $14. So
oh,
like,
no way.
Yeah, I'm just like...
That's
I'm,
awesome.
I'm doing that.
Wait, what bookstore
right
is it?
Huh?
What bookstore is that?
I can't say it on the air.
Okay, is it like
away.
A is it like a chain or is it like a?
It's a local.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, no, chains don't pay much.
No, they don't pay much. If you go to a small one, small businesses. If you want to, small businesses to own one is not where the money's at. But if you want to work for one, you generally will start getting paid more. You will have a better starting wage than you would at like a big chain.
Well, yeah, because chains are all about profit, which
yeah.
I get. Capitalism is dope, but.
Great,
no.
Great economic engine.
It's a good economic engine, not great for people.
Not great for people.
Nope. But yeah.
What else were we going to talk about today? I don't even remember.
I don't know. I just got into the mood to meditate right now.
I'm ready.
Because like, no.
Should we meditate? Like, what if we start another podcast and we just meditate?
You look around. Okay, we're going to do ASMR.
About,
like,
wait, are we talking about right Thanos? Now. Are we going to do the Thanos tapes?
I do want to do the Thanos tapes. You're like, you're looking around. You're in a field. You just see nothing but green and blue, and the sun is setting.
And a grateful universe.
And a grateful universe.
Is that what he ends with? He says, and the sun sets on like a...
On a sunsets on a grateful world.
Is that what he says?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you see a large humanoid man that is purple with a fucked up looking chin.
Ball sack chin. Fuck.
Boston, what are you be doing? What are we doing, boss? I'm trying What's to that? Exhibit peace.
I think she's talking to you. I think she's because she doesn't know where that voice okay. is coming from.
So.
Hi.
You see Thanos.
She was barking at me because I stopped petting her.
With a gauntlet. That's great. I love that. Keep petting him, bitch. Come on.
She's barking
no,
at me.
No. Pet her.
There you go. I started playing those howling videos to try to get her to do something.
Yeah, now.
You got mad at me?
Yeah, I did. Well, I don't want to terrorize my dog. Anyway, so.
That's my sadism coming out.
I'm trying to be guided meditation.
Continue with the ball sack chin.
Yeah, and you see a ball sack chin on this man. But he asks you, what would put a smile on your face?
You are transcending, like, freaking space and time, because I just thought of the Joker and also Thanos.
Oh, you...
Let's put a smile on that face.
No, that was a Thanos joke, too. Because he was like, this does put a smile on my face.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, no. And then all of a sudden, Thanos grips you.
Oh, shit.
Turns you around and just fucks your butt.
Thanos tapes.
Turns out, me too, Thanos. And you had joyous carnal sex. And finally, he realizes he doesn't need to kill half the people. He just needs to take half your soul. And you will gladly give it to him. Because that was the best butt fucking you ever had.
I feel like I want to do these tapes, but substitute Thanos with Shrek.
No, apparently, I saw this meme where it's just basically just hide and go seek, but it's Shrek. And basically, when you're hiding, the seeker has to go whistle Smash Mouth. And then as soon as he finds you, you have to yell, what are you doing in my swamp? I've never wanted to play hide and go seek before that.
Yeah.
Because I play hide and go seek with Boston all the time. But she really sucks at hiding. She does. No, legit. Like, I play hide and go seek with her all the time. I put her on the door. I mean, the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, stay. And then I go run into a room and I yell, come. And then she tries to find me. And she's all right at that. But every time she hides, no bueno. Mm. No bueno. But yeah, no.
I think about Endgame now.
Endgame.
And this is a spoiler, but if you haven't seen Endgame at this point, then you got some shit to figure out.
Yeah, it'd be better.
So, you know, the beginning of Endgame, they go and they find Thanos, and he's just, like, hanging out in his garden, growing his plants. He's, like, his whole left side is, like, destroyed. Mm-hmm. He's, like, super messed up.
Yeah, he's just been jerking off way too much.
Yeah, and he's just living his life. He's just doing his thing. He's growing plants. He's basically retired, and he's just hanging out on his own planet.
Mm-hmm.
He's just minding his own goddamn business, and the Avengers suddenly crash through his house, like, ruin all of his plants he's probably spent so long growing and stuff.
Yeah, honestly.
And then they kill him right there.
They're dicks.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Like...
Here's the thing, Thanos really did nothing wrong, if we really think about it.
No, for real. No. Compare Thanos to the Black Plague. You know what happened after the Black Plague?
Carbon footprint gone down.
Unemployment, like hit like a historic low that's never been that low before or since.
Mm-hmm.
And housing costs went down, like cut in half. Yeah. And basically quality of living skyrocketed after the Black Plague.
Well, here's the thing. People say like unemployment's like 10%. Mm-hmm. Do you really think 10% of people deserve jobs?
No.
Exactly.
I know a lot of people who have jobs who don't deserve them, and a lot of people who don't have jobs who definitely deserve them.
Well, maybe that's just a marketing issue.
That's true.
Like, maybe just be nicer.
Maybe it's a laziness issue.
It could be.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like, I should go do that, then I don't. Then I'm like,
No, I feel that a lot.
You'd be better.
You know, like, I've been meaning to start the script I wanted to write.
Yeah.
I just haven't gotten to it. Well, I say I haven't gotten to it, I just haven't done it. Because I can't say I haven't gotten to it. Because there's no list of things I'm checking off to get to this point.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, not doing things I should be doing.
I just barely signed up for school that starts in a week.
My school starts tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I still got a week of
me too.
Relaxation, guided meditation, centering my chi, my chakras. But, like, no, last year I went on a guided meditation trip. Did I remember telling you about that?
For a second I thought you said last week, and I was like,
No, it was last year. And last year I went to... meditation retreat, but it was really just me.
I didn't
pay anyone. It was just I basically just
you just took yourself on a meditation trip.
So I just legit just like I hitchhiked to the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
All right. And I basically as soon as I saw the wondrous, the beautiful Grand Canyon. If you haven't gone, you gotta go.
Did you go to like cool. Angel's Landing or something?
Yeah.
Angel's Landing. Oh, yeah. Fucking love that place.
And so I just sit down and I just meditate. Alright. And as soon as I get into about 4 hours of meditation, I start to rise a little bit above the ground. It was super cool. And then I looked down, and all of a sudden my excitement, you know, just makes
was also rising.
It was also rising. So, like, I had to fall down because my chi wasn't centered, you know?
So you're basically Luke Skywalker.
Yes. And so I fall down. I was like, crap. And I look up and I see the fruits of my labor. I see a stallion. I decided to name it Antonio.
Beautiful.
Antonio. And so I was like, you know what?
I'm picturing this horse right now. It was like glistening. Yeah, it was blue. Black, yeah, like, no, oh. It was not. Yeah, it was black?
No, it was white. It was white. It was all white. It was like all white. Like long, illustrious
mane. Like glistening.
Yes. Yes.
Mane. And, mm-hmm. Oh, amazing. Mm-hmm. It shakes and like sparkles come off. It's like this beautiful.
It's a beautiful stallion.
Beautiful stallion.
And I was like, I'm gonna ride this horse until wherever it takes me. All right. And I ride this horse. All and right. We ride for several miles. And it felt like hours. It was about to hit sundown. So we camp. Yeah. And we just see what I imagine to be the Garden of Eden. And I was like, I can create a life here.
All right.
And after about a month of creating a life, and I have two children, you know, and I don't know where they came from, but like they just came. The horse wasn't a part of it. Shut the fuck up. No, it was just like my thought babies. They thought came. Children, yeah, I just thought them into existence. I meditated, and all of a sudden, baby.
God damn it! I want to do that.
You gotta meditate, dude. It's and amazing. So there's two babies, and I raised them to be good, hardworking individuals.
So because they were your thought children, you could raise them in like 2 months.
Oh, 100%. And then they were suddenly grown. No, they grew as fast as that bitch in Twilight.
Yeah.
You know, where they're like, it just took
Renesmee.
Her a movie.
Her name is Renesmee. I feel bad that I know that. I feel that makes bad it really that you know sad that I know that so well. I haven't even seen the movies.
Yeah, and we raised them to be good, hardworking individuals. But then they looked at me and they're like, Father, it is your time. We can take over for you as soon as you pass on.
Are you telling me that there's this community that you've created?
I'm not telling you anything.
It's self-sufficient on its own.
And so I look at this wondrous community that I've created. And I look at Antonio. Yeah, I can't name him Antonio. You gotta say Antonio.
Antonio.
You gotta like breathe.
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio.
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 When I think of Antonio, I think of Antonio Banderas. But when I think of Antonio, I think of like you see those romance novels that you see like in the cheap section of the bookstore with like the man with the super long mane. He's like chiseled. His whole body is like chiseled.
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio. Yeah.
Antonio.
Except for Antonio Banderas cut his hair, so it's not quite so sexy.
Okay, he could be illustrious. Don't worry.
Antonio Banderas is like.
I'd still go at it.
He's like the man.
Antonio. Antonio.
So anyway, you and Antonio and your two children.
I look at Antonio, and I just see this beautiful community that I've created.
This like commune.
It's commune.
Of beauty.
Mm-hmm. We're all wearing linen.
In the Garden of Eden.
In the Garden of Eden. I'm wearing linen, of course, white linen.
You're still basically a cult leader.
Yes, honestly. I have the glasses and everything.
Amazing. You do? And yeah, those are cult glasses.
I decided to meditate once more. And all of a sudden, I'm back at home. And my family looks at me and they're like, where have you been? I was just like, I've been learning. And I've become one with Antonio!
So what you're telling me is I'm going to go on a trip to the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
And
a stallion will appear, and he's just like.
A stallion will appear.
You are one of them.
Suddenly, this stallion will speak to me, but not with voice, telepathically.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll say, ride me. And so I will stop in the middle of the road, and I will leave my family behind.
Yes.
Because they no longer matter.
Because your friends don't dance it if they don't dance when they're no friends of yours.
I leave the car door open, and I slowly walk toward Antonio. And I hop on his back, and he rides with me, and suddenly I will reach. Because this will probably happen in like 20 years. Mm-hmm. Because to fit the story arc, we need to flash forward with the story arc so that you're telling me a story now and then like in 20 years.
You have a beard now. And I have
like a beard. It's gray. Mm-hmm. And suddenly I'm going to see this stallion. Mm-hmm. And my old, frail, old man body will ride the stallion. And suddenly there will be this basically Atlantis that has been created in thought form.
Yes.
And that's where I will spend the rest of my days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how this story arc We'll end.
I think we just described the end of Les Mis.
God damn it.
Do you hear the people singing the song of angry men?
I got chills. I'm not even kidding. I just did. Could this be? This is basically.
Antonio!
I'm going to. Let's write an epic poem about Antonio.
Antonio.
Antonio the Stallion. Because this is. This is real. This isn't just like a tale. This really happened. This makes me think of this Stephen King short story I read once. Oh, and you're going to die
when
you hear the title of this, because it was actually one of the most unnerving stories I've ever read. You know what it was called? It was called the Bone Church. And actually, if you've never heard of this story, I recommend reading it. Okay, did you ever see The Lighthouse, the movie The Lighthouse?
No.
Okay.
Did we go to Pound Town? Count the frowns in Pound Town. No. There's no frowns.
But if you go see Lighthouse, this is not spoiling anything, but basically, if you go and see the movie The Lighthouse, don't you see
Willem Dafoe's dick?
No, you don't. Not that I can remember, but you do see.
I feel like you'd remember Willem Dafoe's dick.
You don't see his
dick. It's oddly pointed. It's probably curved, just a bit.
No, you see him naked, but you don't see his dick that I remember. Because he's got like this pose going on where like he's like facing like away from the camera. You see his ass, and his leg is like in front of it where his dick should be.
Is he growing? Like, is time catching up with him?
Yeah.
It is? Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry to say.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. But he's still got like this majestic like presence
when he's on the screen. Of course, he's willing to fall.
Like you know when you see like an old person naked on the screen, you're like, but then sometimes you'll see an old person naked and you just see like majesty.
I just saw Eddie Murphy naked on screen, and that was
where was that?
Dolomite Is My Name. You gotta watch that show.
I'm gonna watch that.
It's a great show. It's basically about Eddie Murphy's dick. Well, you don't see his dick.
God damn it.
Well, yeah, no, there's definitely a lot of
Is there a lot of nudity?
There's a lot of nudity, yeah.
I dig it.
But like it's not gratuitous, but it's just, it's funny. It's a funny show. It's basically like a failed comedian basically takes a bunch of like hobo stories and turns it into a character named Dolomite.
Nice.
And it's like in the 70s, you know, and he's so crass that he has to sell albums out of the back of his car.
I knew a guy who did that.
Yeah, no one will like take it, but he became like a cult phenomenon.
No way.
You know, just because.
Wait,
like,
is that a true story?
Oh, this is a true story.
Hell
yeah.
No way.
No, like Dolomite, it's an actual movie. And so, like, it was like, I want to make a movie because then, like, everyone will know who I am. You know, because, like, I can, like, sell out clubs and all that stuff, but no one knows who I am. I'm not, like, attracting to that big audience. And so he creates a movie with, like, a bare bones,
like no budget movie.
Barely any budget. You know, like, they're running out of film, and he has to, like, keep asking for more money. He's going up to his agents, just like, hey, I will work for free if you just give me more money. You know, if this is a flop, I'm working for free.
Yeah.
And, like, it's such a bad movie.
I love it.
Like, it's so bad, but it's, like, hilarious at the same time.
Got it.
He's just like, Dolomite is my name, and fucking up motherfuckers is my game. And this is in the 70s.
It's like an old movie.
Yeah, well, Dolomite is my name is, like, basically The Room.
Oh,
so it's about the creation of Dolomite.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
So yeah, that's probably Disaster Artist.
Disaster Artist.
Yeah, so where they basically just create the room.
Yeah.
That's basically that. But it's Eddie Murphy, Keegan-Michael Key, and Craig Robinson, and like this dynamite cast.
Amazing.
And they're just, it's a great show, honestly.
Beautiful.
And
I'll probably go watch it tonight.
You should, because I was watching when I was sick, and there's a.
So you were already kind of tripping balls.
Like, oh, yeah.
You're, like, having these fever dreams. Like,
dude, it was weird because, like, apparently I was talking to people. Like, I called people.
Well, you called me, and you were, like, so out of it. So when you called me, my favorite part of that call was that we were playing Xbox, and you, like, invited me to your party. So I joined it, and it was silent for, like, 15 minutes. Like,
no, neither of us said anything. I tried to speak. I was like, what's up?
I know that eventually you were like, no, you didn't even say hello. You just were like,
what are you doing?
Like, after 15 minutes of silence.
No, because here's the thing. That entire time I was trying to speak, I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Just like, what are you doing?
How are you?
And then we really didn't talk about anything
in
particular.
Then finally, I'm just like, well, that's because everything I said, you didn't hear. Legit, like, you said something, and I was like, yeah, Apex is a good game. And you're just like,
I didn't even say
I thought you
back.
Were just being a dick because you
no,
couldn't
I
hear
didn't
me.
Hear anything.
You didn't hear. And I was like, can you hear me? And you're like, yeah. I'm like, why aren't you responding? And you didn't respond.
I didn't hear anything. What? It was just silence. For like
because like my I hadn't talked in 4 days and I'd been throwing up nonstop. So I was just like, can you hear me? You know, it was rough. And like I keep trying to like say, I was just like,
you're like, you're down with the sickness by Disturbed.
Can you feel me?
You're like, that's how it sounded at the
Touch
beginning.
Touch yourself, Andrew. You're like, no, I was like, I was just trying to.
I was like, because I didn't. I was like, does he just want company? Because he was saying, does he just not want to feel alone or something? I was like, I'm down with it. I'm chill with it. But like, trying to figure out what your purpose behind this call is.
What are you doing? You know, because I see that you're playing a game.
And I was like, I'm playing this game.
And you're like, No, but you said it like, I'm playing a game. I'm like,
I gave you nothing to work.
Yeah,
with.
I'm just like, I'm. Am I not, like, am I annoying him?
You revert to like this 15-year-old Spencer who's like, I'm annoying. Like, I'm annoying everyone.
Because, because like my brain is so out of it. And like, I was like, oh, Tanner, he's a friend. He knows me at least a little bit. Well, no one really knows me, but like he knows a version of me, which is nice. Oh, so, like,
that hurts.
Well, like no one knows you. No, do I know you or do I know a version of you?
Both.
Yeah. You know, like I don't know your truest self.
You actually know me better than most people.
Yeah. Honestly. But like.
But like, there's also like.
There's something you're never going to tell
but
me.
Like, which when but like, you came to workshop I taught. When I got in front, suddenly I was like a different person when I was teaching workshop. Yeah. Like, completely different.
No, there's like, there's that weird, well, not weird. It's just like this old Chinese proverb of you wear three masks. One that when you're with your family, one that when you're with your friends, and one, or like your work personality.
Yeah.
You know?
And I do have a work person. Actually, my work personality is pretty authentic.
Yeah. And then there's you and who you are when you're by yourself. And that's your truest self.
Yeah.
That's kind of, we kind of talked about that in the Ruby podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Like, where I don't... But I'm just like, Tanner kind of knows me. He's not a bad guy.
I'm not a bad guy.
How are you?
I'm not... What time are we at? I'm curious.
About an hour.
Wow.
Hour and five.
Nice.
Yeah, no. But yeah, I was just like, he knows me. Then I'm just like, hey... Nothing. I was like, okay.
Well, also, I was playing this game.
How are
like,
you?
I'm also playing this game that I'm like super addicted to. Really? I've had it for like a week.
Ooh, shit.
And I'm so addicted to
and
it.
And like, your mic was super respondent because like I heard you playing the game.
Yeah, like, you're always like,
and I hear like sound ding, ding, like jingles ding, ding, and stuff. And I was like just that. Like, hey, can you turn that down a bit? And I don't hear
I
anything.
Didn't hear you say
but you
anything.
Didn't hear me, so I'm just like, oh, this guy. What did I say? Did I say the N-word? You know, like, did I say something offensive? Like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do anything like that. And I was like, I don't think I've ever said that. And I'm just like, what did I do?
I'm just trying to remember this conversation. I think you did say that. I think you were like, I think I said the N-word.
No, I didn't.
No, did I didn't I? Hear you say it, but I think you said like, you're like, so, I think I said the N-word.
Shut up. No, I didn't.
No, I'm
going to get canceled.
There's like
now.
Some kind of memory firing, or like you said someone else said that. Like someone else was like, you were talking about someone who had like a similar sickness as you were like, I think I said the N-word, like something like that.
No, because I was probably talking about my uncle when he was on Ambien.
Yeah, because like I'm so addicted to this game, I'm like, have half memories of what you were saying. Like,
I don't know if it was that conversation, but we have had conversations where my uncle was just like, he's like, I think everyone should say the N-word or no one can. I think everyone. I'm just like, are you okay? Are you okay? Like,
yeah, but I'm so
you have a huge whole language, and there's only one word you definitely can't say. Find a better one.
There's this bowl of words. There's this bowl of words, and there's one word in the middle that you like. Don't say this one word.
Hey,
you got a whole
just,
lot of other
come
words
on, please.
To say.
Like this,
you got a
whole
this
lot hurts
other
people.
Words to say, but.
And you're like, oh, I can't say words now. Hey, just be better.
Be better.
Be better.
That's all we want.
It's good.
It's just not that big of a deal. That's all we want.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you want me to read one of my roasts that I was writing?
Yeah.
Okay. Just a minute. I'm gonna pull it up. Right room. Come on.
You ever been so addicted to a game you forget to pee?
No.
No, that's where I am with this game.
Tanner Tate Russell.
I played it for 4 hours yesterday. 4 hours. 4 hours! Okay, go on.
Okay.
Roast me.
Tanner Tate started a company at a very young age but dropped out after it got hard. He adopted a similar ideology with women. Once it gets hard, they never finish.
You're so fucking funny. Yeah. I can't be mad because it's all true. Actually, the women part isn't true.
Shut up. You're trying to cover your ass right now.
No, you all should right, have said something about more. Young women. I would have been cool with that.
I got those.
Okay, go on.
His family is a lot like Smeagol because his sister-in-law strangled several bitches for a ring. Tanner is an avid Lord of the Rings fan, so much that in 10 years she'll look exactly like Gollum. this is good shit.
I'm enjoying these. Can you keep going?
I gotta save the rest of the roast.
Okay.
But yeah, no, those were my...
Those are good roasts.
Thanks.
Those are good roasts. I support them. The first one was amazing. It's a good one.
That was the first one
I wrote.
He
dropped out after
it
got hard. I was like, fuck you.
We all know, like, we're not, like, there's no hard feelings about
Oh, yeah, with Rose, like, with Rose, there's no
Well, no,
hard
just,
feelings.
Like,
what I was talking about, there's no hard feelings, of course. I mean, mm-hmm. that's kind of what roasts are. You kind of just like find, you're like, I get to roast the hell out of you now.
Yeah. I never watched the Donald Trump celebrity roast. I want to watch that. I watched the Justin Bieber one, and that was pretty good.
Dude, the Donald Trump was funny because Snoop Dogg had one of the like hardest roasts ever because he's just like, Donald Trump is debating running for president comedy. And, Donald Trump is debating running for president. And I think he should. It wouldn't be the first person he's kicked a black man out of his home. Anthony Jeselnik's was great. He was like, Donald Trump, the only difference between you and this rich person in this TV, I can't remember what it says, is like, no one's going to be sad when you get cancer. And you're like,
oh, shit. Okay.
God damn.
Oh, no, I think I've said more swear words on this episode than any other episode.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't really noticed anything.
I'm really hungry.
Really?
Like, super hungry. And I'm hypoglycemic. I was on the way here, and I was like, shit, I'm going to be really grumpy because I haven't eaten anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, what was that?
No.
Why do you do that?
I don't
Why do you make this fucking, like, nasty-ass kissing noises? I could be
jerking off at your face, like, but, you know.
You could do that. Yeah. That's true. I wouldn't stop you. Probably just leave.
That's some gay shit right there.
I wouldn't stop you.
That's some gay shit.
Hey, right there. I'm gonna let you have a good time if you need it. If you need it, I'm ready.
I'm debating actually turning my club story into an actual bit.
You should do it.
Because I told her on stage a couple times, gotten good responses.
Yeah.
It's just the entire time I'm just like, I like tacos, okay? I just keep saying that over and over again, and then it just looks at me like I'm in a fetal position, just being like, I like tacos.
I like tacos. I like tacos. I like tacos. What was I saying? I was saying something.
I don't know. Hypoglycemic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was on the way here. I was like, shit, I'm going to be grumpy, and it's probably not going to be a great episode because I'm really hungry. I haven't eaten anything all day. It's like 1 o'clock. And then I thought, wait, I'm going to be really grumpy. Maybe we could make this into part of the podcast is when we record, I never eat anything before. So I just come on, and I'm just grumpy as hell.
We used to do it super early, which when I say early, I mean 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Sometimes like 8:30 in the morning.
No, we never made it to
8:45. We always said the earliest.
We always said, hey, let's do 8 tomorrow. And you're like, great. As soon as 8 hits, you're like, 8:30. By the time 8:30 hits, you're like, 9. I'm like.
It traded back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
Because one time I woke you up. I woke you up one time.
Okay, we're both. I'm not. No one's proud of that moment. No one's just like, I wake up, my dick is out. I'm definitely covered up, but like, I'm just like looking.
Yeah, I just see Boston like, on you.
Yeah. And then like, I see Tanner and he's just like, Boston, go get him. I'm just like,
fuck. You're like, ah, oh, goddamn.
And then Boston just like goes right for the throat, you know, because like, I've trained her well.
Well, my favorite part of that was like, you were like, what time is it? And it was like 8:45. You were like, look at the clock. You're like, shit. It was like this. I can't even do it because your voice is so much lower. Because in the morning, your voice is like so.
Oh, dude, like, I can sing like, Hadestown.
Fucking sound like so well. Who's the guy that plays Darth Vader? James Earl Jones. James you're like, James Earl Jones.
Dude,
like,
he has a stutter.
Does he really?
Yeah, he has a really severe stutter, which is why he never like did interviews or anything like that. He's always like Holy crap, I didn't know that. Like kind of a hermit, you know?
No way.
I was like,
he just got so much cooler.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Like, he's still freaking, I'm like, man, James Earl Jones, you're dope.
He's way dope. I just saw the new Star Wars.
Did you? Oh,
I liked it.
I didn't loved hate it.
Yeah,
I saw it twice.
They ruined Star Wars. No,
I'm like, okay. So I'm not one of those guys who I'm a huge Star Wars fan, and I'm not one of those guys with the neck beard who goes off about how like Disney ruined Star Wars. I'm like, I will say like I didn't like the second movie, and that's fine for me to not like it. I'm not gonna like go on a crusade to convince everyone that it was terrible or anything like that. But I didn't like it that much.
Yeah.
But I went and saw the new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I cried.
You cried?
I did.
Really?
Which isn't saying much because it's pretty easy for me to cry.
True. Like,
if there was a celebrity roast on me, I'd probably cry.
There will be.
Straight up.
I'm definitely roasting
you. We should get like 5 of our friends to write all their roasts about me. And then everybody comes onto the podcast and they all just one by one roast
me.
We should do a Tanner roast.
Tanner roast?
Yeah. I'm honestly down with it. I'm ready.
I'm already writing it.
And I won't even fight. I'll just be like, yeah. I will just validate.
After this podcast, I'm definitely texting people.
I will just validate everybody. But they have to be people that I know too. Like people that really well. And
just I'm typing.
I can already like think about people you would want to bring on. That would be great though. Yeah. Celebrity roast on Tanner Tate.
All right. I just sent it to one of the people.
It could be like our 20th episode special or something.
20 episodes. Oh yeah. We never.
We never thought we'd get this far.
No, we didn't.
I've always wanted to do one of those episodes. Like, you know what, guys? I never thought we'd get this far. Five episodes.
Here we are.
Thank you so much.
This is our 11th episode.
Yeah, well, it's a late 11th episode. I was dying.
We have alibis.
Tanner. Tanner was like, I was like, hey, Tanner, can you do a solo podcast this time? He's like, yeah, sure. And I was like, hey, dude, when you do it, just call me and I'll like do a little message for the episode, you know, just saying, hey, sorry, I can't be there. You gotta wash your dicks, whatever, you know, just normal stuff that I would say. Stuff. And you just text me at like 11. You're just like, yeah, I do it for 11 minutes and this is the episode's going to be straight garbage. I'm just like, fuck it, come over. And we'll just do it in my room.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we'll do an episode because you know what? I'll do fine. Mm. You know? And I wait 10 minutes. And I'm just like, where are you? Yeah, you don't respond. And I call you. No response. I was just like, hurry up, bitch. I'm going to be dead soon.
I know you just.
Hurry up, bitch. I'm going to be dead soon. And then I wake up. I mean, then like I wait more, call you again. I'm just like, so then I'm up until 1 just because I can't sleep.
Mm.
You didn't keep me up. Mm. Don't flatter yourself, bitch. And so then I basically just fell asleep. Then I woke up. He's like, hey, dude. So I just gave up. I'm just like, man, some people just aren't made for the business.
No.
Some people aren't
made. You know what shit this man said to me? You know what this man said to me?
What did I say to you?
You fucking. I said, gonna be straight up, this episode is gonna suck ass. I recorded 11 minutes and it's literally terrible.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I talked about? I literally just bitched about Star Wars for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, and one thing I said was, I said, because Spencer's not here, because his immune system is basically a bouncer who's underpaid. Let's everyone in. So you said, all right, come over and we'll record in my room.
My stomach hurts.
No reply. My stomach hurts from sickness. My back hurts from carrying this podcast. You son of a bitch.
Where you at? I'm going to be dead soon.
10:06 a.m. Sorry, fam. I gave up and fell asleep.
10:06. How long did you sleep? For 14 hours?
I didn't. I fell asleep at 2 a.m. I just lied to you. I was reading my scary Stephen King book.
So instead of record a podcast.
He just texted me. Not even texted me. From his laptop.
Yeah, I texted you from my laptop. Because I'm flexing on you, bitch. That's not a bad word. That's a good word. I could say worse ones.
No. Yeah, it is.
Don't talk about my dog like that.
No.
No.
That's a derogatory term.
Do
you know what your sister is?
She is a hardworking individual who deserves nothing but love and support.
Your sister's great. We were never friends, but.
You knew each other, right?
We never knew each other. I mean,
we knew of each other.
We went to school together.
Because I remember her.
We went to school together, and no, because we were at a New Horizons show, and I was taking ticket sales, and she walked up and she goes, "Hi, Tanner," and I was like so, like taken aback by that, and it meant so much to me that she knew my name. That's how easy it is to literally get to me. It's for someone to be like, "Hi, Tanner." I'm like, "You know my name.
You know my name."
That's why I'm at work too.
One of my old high school people went to one of my shows and they're like, "Hey, that was really funny. I want to see you again soon." I'm like,
"Well, it's little things like that. Like, like someone you actually know comes to something that like means a lot to you."
Yeah.
And you're like,
"I worked so hard for this. And I love it."
You're like a little kid showing your dad a painting that you did or something like that. You're like, "Thank you."
And he's like, "You know what, son? I'm really proud of you."
You know what?
Like, no, I'm proud of that.
I never grew out of that.
Validation?
I never grew out of it. Because sometimes I will still like find something funny or find a song I really like or something and I want to show it to my parents like immediately. I want to be like, "Guys, look at this." And they're always like, "I'm too busy. I can't do it." And I'm like, "Okay." And I still get really sad about it.
Yeah, I remember my one thing I hate is like asking for free tickets.
Mm.
You know? And like when we were in Cleanup Artists, that was like a original show that we did and it was great. I really enjoyed that show. You were great in it.
It was fun.
You messed around and it was
fun. It was honestly some of the most fun I've ever had in a show.
That was probably my favorite improvisation that I did not mean to do. One day I just was like, because I was basically just a mob boss and I was basically like having to bark orders to this person.
Yeah.
And it was super fun, but one time like she got slow and I was just like, "Anticipate my needs." And that was a Bo Burnham Parks and Recreation quote.
Yeah.
But I'm still super proud of it. What are you doing, boss? What are you doing?
Okay. Bishop. Anyway, free tickets.
Yeah, and my sister was like, hey, I heard you're in that show. I'm like, yeah, do you want to come? She's like, yeah, I'd love to. Can I get free tickets? I'm like, they're $8.
They're not that much.
They're not.
And it's worth it. I've seen shows. I've paid a lot more for shows that I got a lot less out of.
Yeah, I'm like, honestly, I'm not going to lie. New Horizons put on great shows.
We did put on good shows.
Yeah. I didn't see their latest one, or else I would say we still do.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But it's not New Horizons anymore.
No, it's Chronicle Theater Company.
Yeah. Wish you the best.
But we really did put on great shows.
Yeah, we did.
Like,
yeah.
We put on quality stuff.
Yeah. Granted, I was sometimes on drugs.
You were inebriated for, I think, all of the shows that we did.
Not all
except
of them.
Except for Chronicle.
I didn't do Chronicle.
You did do Chronicle.
Well, like, I wasn't inebriated during Chronicle.
Oh, okay.
And did we do 3 or 4 shows?
You and I, we did 4. We did a festival.
Oh, a festival.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, wasn't in the festival. I directed it. That was fun.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Yeah.
It was not bad.
Not bad at all.
I'll just get some thespian tail. Mm. That's why you did the theater company, right? Just to get women. I started the theater company.
No, I did the theater company to get validation and to prove everybody who bullied me that they were wrong. And then I left it.
I'm gonna enjoy this roast.
Now, okay, so here's the thing.
Should I invite the Wiccan to the roast? Yeah.
I don't know any Wiccans.
Yeah, you do.
I know a pagan.
Pagan, yeah. Well, yeah. That's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the problem is that the people who you bring, they need to also love me.
We'll screen all the jokes beforehand.
Okay, great.
Well, I will. I don't want you to be
because here's the thing, I'm fragile.
I know this.
And you can roast the hell out of me if it's coming from a place of love, not if you actually want to hurt my feelings.
Well, if you're telling a joke to hurt someone's feelings, it's not a joke. That's just assault.
It's just passive aggressive.
Yeah, it's just dumb.
Because if you actually want to hurt my feelings, you will be successful. It is not that hard. Like I said, there's a guy who stiffed me 9 months ago at Brick Oven, and I still remember his face to this day.
Really?
Yeah.
One time a guy walked out, and every time this guy, like, he walked out, didn't pay his bill, but we can't, like, prove it. So every time he comes in, my boss is like, watch that guy. I want to catch him in the act this time.
Mm-hmm. Does he still do it, or just the one time?
He just did it like one time. Or they don't even know if it was actually him, but every time he comes in, we're like, look at him.
This poor guy didn't even do it.
And yeah, he's like, just like, I just want to have, like, a steak.
He's like, I'm just and he's like looking around, like everyone's like,
just like
looking like reptiles on the wall, like looking at him.
We are always watching.
Touch yourself, Andrew.
Touch yourself, Andrew. Touch yourself, Andrew.
If you haven't seen Big Mouth, you should.
You should.
Third season is a lot to handle.
I don't remember most of it, just because, like...
Well, we watched it together, and it was like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, and I was like, I was already tired.
Yeah.
And, like...
And I remember one point, because we didn't really say anything during it. We were just kind of watching it together and not really acknowledging each other.
I didn't acknowledge the show. I'm just sitting there.
Well, because it got to a point where we were like, whoa. And I remember turning to you and I said, you know, this is crossing a lot of lines. Like, I'm okay with it. Like, I'm chill. And you said, yeah, I think they're crossing lines they didn't know we had. Like, they didn't, or they, like you said, they're crossing lines that, like, we didn't know we had.
Yeah, I'm like, so, like, I don't know where your personal line of decency is.
Yeah.
I cross my own from time to time. That's a great Daniel Tosh quote. Honestly, I want him to do stand-up again.
I don't remember doing stand-up. I do remember Tosh.0, which was kind of stand-up.
He had three comedy albums. Mm-hmm. They were all great, and I loved them. They didn't feel like stand-up to me. They were just him being dark.
Like, conversational, like, darkness?
Yeah, but it was funny. And, like, there was definitely punchlines. Like, to say there wasn't would be just an insult.
Because,
like,
I remember Tosh.0, and the format of Tosh.0 was literally, like, he'd pull up a video or a picture and then make, like, 4 jokes about it, and then he'd pull up another one. That's all I remember from Tosh.0. That was the whole format.
Basically the entire format. But he's made a lot of money doing it.
He made so much money.
Oh, my God. He can probably buy people.
Yeah.
He would buy me, and I'd be happy to be bought.
So, you know, in one of the last podcasts we did where where I said, I think I'm going to be a millionaire. And you said, you know, the high school teacher in me says no. You know, I walked home and I told my parents that. I said, yeah, I think I might be a millionaire, but Spencer doesn't think so because I'm a high school teacher. And I said, and I also, like, that's pretty valid. And my dad, like, my dad maintains that. He was like, no, I think you're going to be a millionaire. Yeah. Like, he still thinks that.
I think maybe if you do, like, entrepreneurial stuff and all that stuff, well, yeah, and, like, start something. Yeah, but, like, if you were just like, I'm going to make my millions what if in I, like, school teaching.
I'm going to, like, my mom said she thinks I'm going to, like, invent a curriculum or something. And I'll, like, sell it to people. Or I'll, like, invent, like, a curriculum and I'll, like, make a stupid fucking infomercial disc about it. And then I'll sell it to people. And then I'll make a disc.
That's where the money is.
Yeah.
A disc. No, honestly, like, making money on the internet's fairly easy now.
Mm-hmm. You can do, well, like, podcasting.
Podcast.
Like,
yeah. It's so easy. We could be making money off this if we put ads in.
Yeah. Which we could do.
We could do.
We could do.
I mean, we can only really be pod... I mean, pod. We could really be only... be advertised by the people that host us right now.
Which is fine.
Which is fine. I want to roast it the entire time. Well, they do have a good...
They deserve advertisement. They have a good... Great...
It's actually bought by Spotify. Like, they own it. Spotify.
Oh, this that's is why it's so easy company. To get it on Spotify now.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's... Yeah. Well, folks, I think today's a good time to talk about Anchor. No, just kidding.
The easiest way to make a podcasting service.
Wrap it up. This coffee was actually pretty good.
Thanks. I liked it. Wasn't as thick as I usually like it.
No,
because I usually put, like, butter in it.
Yeah. Well, so I'm a texture person. I don't like a lot of textures. And the bubbly texture, I don't actually like that much.
Mm-hmm.
But this was pretty smooth. I liked it.
It was a smooth cup of coffee. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But anyway, to spark things off. Yeah, to end things.
You know what sparks do? They begin things.
Well, maybe this is just the beginning.
Dun, dun, dun. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. If you're not already subscribed, do that shit now. If you're just listening to this, thank you.
Mm.
If you hate one of us and this is fueling your spite against us because we've said a lot of really crass things at the moment, keep doing it because that means we still get a listen. What are you doing, dude? Are you good?
I'm finishing off our podcast right.
What are you doing? Are you okay?
What is that?
Is that Avengers? I don't want to end like that.
I just wanted
that.
To end it right.
I just want to make sure talk for
people,
another half
people
hour
remember
now.
who they're listening to.
Okay, we're talking to two straight white men who think they have good opinions. That's legit why we started this podcast.
I was going to fight you on that, but
you're
actually...
Not, yeah,
actually
no. We were just like, hey, we disagree on things, but turns out people think I'm a conservative, so that's fun.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. No. I'm just like, what is going on? Don't worry. She
laid on my feet and it scared me. Remember, I don't have a dog. I don't know these behaviors.
Oh, no.
I just have my little brother.
Dude, I was looking at apartments for New York, and they're like, not dog friendly. I'm just like...
Not too bad.
Well, I guess I'm still moving in, but my dog is just going to be...
Secret.
Hidden. She's just going to be standing up the entire time.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, on her hind legs.
You're going to fucking dress her up in, like, a vest or something and, like, look like fucking Paddington or something.
Yes. And they're like, well, what's your name? Oh.
Just like, nice to meet you. Little, like, predator growling.
She's like, what are you doing to me?
I love when dogs walk. They like, move their arms, too, when they're walking. Just imagine walking down the fucking street.
Have you seen the video of the dog, but with, like, Chewbacca? And, like, the hands are just going all over the place, but, like, it looks like he's Chewbacca, and, like, the front legs look like just legs.
Yeah.
And then he's just, like, walking around, and they're like, do-do-do. We really do need to start recording this, because we're doing way too many, like, physical things.
Okay, but the thing is, actually, did people really think you were conservative?
Yeah, for sure.
When did that happen?
I don't know. I think it's just, like, when I'm not super eager to... call people out, or when I'm with, like, really, really liberal and left people, they always, like, one of my friends, you know him, he called me his most conservative friend, and I'm like,
which is surprising.
Dude, well, I'm a liberal.
Well, I'm offended by that, because apparently I'm not his friend anymore.
Really?
Well, because if you're his most conservative friend, then that counts me out.
I think he's just, like, the ones that he hangs out with.
Got it.
And, like, I don't know.
That's surprising.
But yeah, I'm just like,
this that's is sad.
Weird. I'm sorry.
Because I think it's important to have friends on both ends of the political spectrum.
Well, yeah, it's just like if you talk to someone that you always agree with, you're not always
going to. It's the echo chamber.
Yeah, it's an echo chamber. You're not going to expand your viewpoints at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, who are we? We're just a 19-year-old and a
22-year-old who don't know shit.
True. I used to think that I did know shit, and then I started to talk like I knew shit, and then I realized I don't know shit.
Okay, I got this idea. Well, this is what I'll wrap up with. I have this idea I want to pitch to you. Am I egotistical?
Yes.
So I...
Okay, that wasn't the answer.
No, I mean...
Wasn't the question, okay.
What you doing?
I don't know.
Just hanging out. Okay. Busted.
Hi.
Give me a beautiful.
You're a good dog.
You know how excited she was to see me today?
Oh, that was awesome. A good moment. Because I'm sitting there, like, I'm clearly dressed to the nines, looking like my best self. And you're like, you have glasses. Then all of a sudden, Boston comes just running.
And... Oh, no, I have seen you with glasses, just not those glasses.
Oh, yeah, no, these are new.
No, I remember. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my idea.
Mm-hmm.
I start a gazillion podcasts, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm thinking about a new one. Not necessarily a week-by-week one, but I'm thinking about recording all of the workshops that I teach.
Oh, yeah, no.
And releasing them as a podcast.
I'll produce that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'll do that. Oh, yeah, no, 100%. Jordan B. Peterson does the same thing.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing that. Just, like, recording them and then...
Hey, that's why I'll go to that convention with you. I'll record that.
Are you serious? You want to come with me?
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, let's do it.
I'll bring it. I'll make sure everything's looking good. And, yeah.
Hell, yeah.
Sweet.
We could probably also do it like as YouTube videos.
Yeah, we could record it too.
Hell yeah!
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, you can be my producer.
I can be I'll be your Jamie.
You can be my Jamie. Yeah, you're my Jamie.
Hell yeah! I gotta find a photographer so I can like get some good photos of me for while I'm doing stand up, because there's no photos of me doing that, and I feel like that's a big part of myself.
Okay, so and the question
I just want love.
Okay, the question.
I just want love.
You okay?
No.
Hey, Boston.
Dude, I do a podcast. Am I okay? Are you asking me that? I'm not doing one of those self-help shit where it's just like...
Like mine.
How do you know when to really take stock of your life and become the husband that you need to be? This is how to save your marriage. Hey, fuck your marriage. If you need a podcast to help your marriage, it's
fast. That was a sad thing. So another podcast that I have, I looked at like related podcasts, and one of them was... How to Save My Marriage. And so I was curious, so I clicked on it.
Yeah, I'd listen to it.
Yeah, I clicked on it, and it's got, like, a ton of ratings. Like, high ratings. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, are y'all okay?
No.
Everybody doing okay?
If you listen to a podcast that, like,
How to Save Your Marriage.
How to Save Your Marriage.
And life isn't going well. This isn't...
You're about an MLM away from
being
broken.
This isn't how to, like, improve my marriage. Mm-hmm. This is how to save my marriage. You are on the brink of no return.
Yeah, this is, like two affairs away from, like, it being over.
Oh, yeah. It is... On the brink.
Dun, 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 dun.
And it's like thousands of ratings. Now just think, the Joe Rogan podcast has like 400,000 ratings. And there's like millions of people who listen to it. Ratings only account for like a small amount of people who listen to it.
Well, no one's that passionate to put a rating on, and if you are, you need help.
Well, I mean, like another podcast I have, I average like 100 listens an episode, and I only have 8 ratings. So it's a fraction of the people who actually listen to the podcast.
Yeah. If you listen to podcasts, rate that shit, all
right? Seriously, right?
That shit.
So that means that there are thousands of people listening to the podcast How to Save Your Marriage.
Mm-hmm.
That breaks my heart.
It does. Yeah. Well, it's probably not going to work out.
No.
Because every time I go to every time one of your old loves, or, old people that you
old
used
flame.
To, old flames, that's a better thing. The rest of my speech is going to be in old English.
Mm.
But no, every time one of your old hookups or old flames gets married and you tell me, I'm just like, don't worry, it's probably not going to work out.
No.
You know? And I say that to be funny, obviously, because every time my family goes up to me and just like, Spencer, is that a bit? Or are you serious? And I'm just like, did you laugh? Then it's a bit. Did you not laugh? Then it's a bad bit, you know? there's always comedy going on in this brain.
Okay. Okay. Something happened to me last night.
Okay. I love how we said we're going to end this, but we keep going.
So on the cusp of what you just said, we're like, it's not going to work out. Yeah. Or me bitching about my exes who got married.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, I follow this guy on Snapchat. I actually followed him several years ago,
mm-hmm.
and he's been gone for like 2 years. I think it was like deployed or something.
Oh, nice.
He joined the army. So I didn't know where he was, and I kind of forgot he existed for a couple mm-hmm. years, just because we were never close, but like close enough for us to follow each other on Snapchat mm-hmm. or something. So he posts on Snapchat last night. First Snapchat I've seen from him in years.
Really?
And I'm like, oh, what's he doing? I look, what's he doing? He's with like 5 people, not that I was friends with in high school, but that I went to high school with. Uh-huh. They're all married. And they're playing card games together in this modest suburban living room. And he pans the camera over and I see my ex with her husband, who I hate. Well, who who I don't hate, but who I hated in high school.
That one?
Yep, and they're sitting together on this couch with these other four married couples, and for the first time, they're all playing card games in this modest suburban living room, and for the first time, I think, I'm so glad that's not me.
Yeah. And How many of them want to kill themselves?
I would love to do a study on that.
I thought they were going to say, I'd love to see that. I'm like,
because I could feel the energy from the room. Like, none of them, like, super wanted to be there. It was kind of like an obligatory seance of marriage. Like,
all this right, weird... we're happy. We need to show it.
Yeah, we need to, like, show everyone how happy we are. Like, this is our marriage, friends. Woo, yeah, fun. And, like, I watch as the camera pans around the room. I see all these people I went to high school with, and they're all married now. And, like, I think one of them has a kid and something. And they're all, like, playing this dumb, like, probably, like, bridge or something. And... And I'm watching this, and I see my ex and her husband. They're not touching each other. They're not. They're sitting like there is a significant distance between them, sitting on the couch together. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, for the first time, I sat there, and I this was not a conscious decision to think this. This is just a thought that came into my brain, and it was, I'm so glad that's not me.
Are we better off though?
That's not a question I want to go into, because I'm scared of the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because every time, like, I see that happening, I'm just like, so stupid. Like, every time one of our mutual friends that just barely got married, I always roast their Facebook and Instagram posts. And, like, one of my friends was like, I'm so, like, scared about the Iran situation. And our friend was just like, don't worry. We just need to trust the president. We need to trust this. And I just, like, comment, okay, boomer. And I haven't got a response yet, but I'm pretty sure she's blocking me on all social media at the moment. I'm like, okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer.
Or like, she's like posting about like, hey, this is, I'm making mac and cheese crock pot. This
oh my gosh,
be one for the books. I'm like, what boring mac ass and books cheese, are you reading?
Mac and cheese in a crock pot?
One for the books. One for the books. I'm like, what kind of boring ass books are you reading?
I made like ravioli the other night. I made like ravioli and I steamed broccoli.
But here's the thing, if you posted that, I would still make fun of you.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, I steamed broccoli. This dinner's gonna be one for the books. Hey, fuck you.
I know. That's the thing. I don't post about it. I just make it and eat it.
Yeah, and then you won't shut up about it for 3 weeks like a goddamn American.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, that is the right way.
But at the same time, she looks happy. She's definitely getting some.
That's the thing. She looks...
Well, yeah, she's definitely getting some, though.
That's true.
She's definitely getting some.
Getting that good... Yep. Getting more than us.
Yeah. Gotta play the tambourine.
But for how long...
I didn't want to end the podcast like that. Jesus, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I see my ex and her husband. They're sitting on the couch together. They're obviously sitting apart from each other.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. That's the seriously unfortunate thing about living in Utah. And it's just the culture that we do have. It's you got to get married young. Mm. All right? And there's no doctrine that says get married young.
Yeah. You and I already missed the boat. We've already missed the boat on the marriage thing.
Well, I kind of have it. I can still do it and get away with it. But like,
yeah. I've missed the boat. I got friends who got married like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I got friends who got married 4 years ago.
Yeah,
I'm 22.
Yeah. I'm like, that's, here's the thing, outside, and you say, if you were in New York or other place, you're like, yeah, I got married. They're like,
is he military?
I'm so sorry.
Why?
Like, I'm so sorry. Like, why? And you're like, I wanted to have sex. Because unfortunately, that's the main reason why people get married at such a young age.
I agree.
It's not to multiply and replenish the earth. It's like, I want a mom. No, like, I want to be a mom.
Get that good date.
It's just to get that good date.
Mm-hmm.
And reminds me of that Key and Peele episode. Did you ever see that sketch?
Which one?
Where they were testing out mattresses?
Yes. Yeah.
Who got that good date?
Oh. Yeah.
It was great.
But you and I, we will remain nomads.
I will hunt and gather.
Unfortunately, it is a bit of a famine currently. Well, more for me than for you, actually, because I've been pretty...
Well, like, you got some action a couple weeks ago,
didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Which time?
So here's the thing. You know how after a breakup, you do the rebound?
Uh-huh.
I never got the rebound. Fortunately, though, I never really wanted the rebound. I never really like sought it out.
The rebound. Don't hook up just because you want to hook up.
Why?
Because you don't want. If you don't want to hook up, like don't.
Because then you feel empty. Too late. I already do.
Yeah. I was actually writing one of the depressing things. I was just like, how many times am I gonna have to? Oh, what was it? It's just like, are just the things that I do, is that gonna fill the hole inside of me? I was like, I feel like I was
something ain't getting filled.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, no, that was a reference. So I think the first show we ever did. That was fun. That was a good show. Granted, I was on a considerable amount of drugs, but they were legal drugs, so it's all good. And we definitely spent our time on this podcast, and we probably should be.
We got a good amount of time.
We had a good amount of time. We had 140. I mean, not 100. Hour and 40.
Wow, that's great.
Oh, these glasses have a filter on them, because it's like rose colored. Yeah, this is like a little bit warm.
Rose colored glasses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Rose colored.
All right, Boston. You want to say goodbye? Yeah. Come here. Hello. No reaction.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, folks. Drive safe. Don't wreck.
Oh, shit, I need some lunch.
You do need some lunch.
Right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Don't be a bad person. And no. If you are be a bad person, be funny.